Approaching First Unitarian Church in Richmond, I stand outside a locked door while a volunteer peers at my ID through the window.
Come on in.
Thank you.
Security here has tightened since it's become home for Abby Arivalo Herrera and her family. That includes 2-year-old Manuel. In a sunny corner of the church, Abby talks about growing up, the daughter of farmers in Honduras.
Bueno, mi familia se dedica...
As the conversation turns to her abuser, one of the volunteers in the room gathers up Manuel and slips out of the room with him. Abby says she was 6 months pregnant, the first time her husband beat her. Interpreter Flor Lopez translates.
There was also one time that I clearly remember that he put his hands around my neck and he was strangulating me. And I remember that I was having my daughter in my arms. And back then in that moment, I really felt like I was going to die.
Abby tried to move to her aunt's house, but her abuser showed up with a machete, threatening to kill her. She had no faith in the police or the courts for protection.
Entonces yo no podía hacer nada porque... Because that's how the law it is for us. That's how the law is in Honduras. Like, people go to jail for some time and then they get out.
It took her a month to escape to the United States border. Leaving, she says, wasn't a choice. It was a necessity. No figures exist to show how many women, like Abby, flee Central America escaping domestic violence. But experts estimate it could be in the hundreds of thousands.
Esto es lo que queremos. And all we want is to be at peace. We have that right, like any other human beings.
An official with ICE says Abby was first ordered out of the country in 2015, and several requests for an emergency stay have been denied. Still, her asylum case is under appeal with the Board of Immigration Appeals. In June, Attorney General Jeff Sessions imposed new restrictions on asylum, saying victims of domestic abuse are no longer eligible. 1 week later, Abby was ordered to report to ICE for deportation. Abby's lawyer, Alina Kilpatrick, says she thinks the two events are connected.
I find it strange that Abby, a person with no criminal history, a person with a young U.S. citizen child, a person who has a husband who is a lawful permanent resident would have an order executed while her case is still on appeal. That strikes me as strange.
Becky Wallison, an immigration attorney with the Legal Aid Justice Center, says ICE officials might have chosen to go ahead and deport Abby now because the policy shift makes it less likely she'll win her appeal.
It could also just be that ICE is getting a lot of pressure right now to deport as many people as possible, and it's just not waiting for appeals in most circumstances.
And while it hasn't been long enough to know for sure how the new asylum policy will play out, Wallison thinks it will cause many to lose cases they would previously have won.
I really do think it will mean that women and children will die because they'll lose their cases and they'll go back, and then they will be pursued by the violent men that they fled.
Qué lindo. ¿Cómo?
The man Abby fled is still in Honduras. According to Abby's mother, he thought Abby had been deported and showed up at her family's house just last week, threatening violence. But Abby was here, in a church, waiting and praying that the United States will protect her. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.